Hi, it's Dave here. This is my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
This is The Cinemile. It's the podcast where we walk home from the movies. Now, about 3 weeks ago, we saw a movie called Plane. And it was about a plane. And I thought, you know, it's probably going to be the best titled movie of the year.
Uh-huh.
But then Cocaine Bear happened.
It's suddenly like in the last week, everyone's talking about Cocaine Bear. Have not seen the trailer, don't know anything about it. But I believe it's about a bear on cocaine from the image I've seen.
It's a fantastic...
It's such a good title.
It's a fantastic poster. It's a fantastic title. It's a bear on cocaine. What more can you want?
I'm all in.
It's inspired by true events.
And I googled it before we came, as I do for every film, the duration. It's only 90 minutes, yeah. So I'm sold.
So what more do you want? So it's based
nothing.
On... I looked up
I
the true story.
More.
Because I watched the trailer for this. And it was like... You know, it looks like a really gory, over-the-top slasher sort of movie, but with a bear on cocaine.
Okay,
and
don't
I thought,
tell me anything because I haven't
And I
seen
thought,
that.
You know, this... And it's inspired by true events. And I'm like, this is very insensitive if a bear killed a lot of people. But that didn't happen. There was a bear... The true event that this story is based on is there was a bear that they confirmed via an autopsy that was on cocaine.
Right.
And then they've just spun out this fun movie off the back of it.
Okay.
So we can enjoy the mayhem guilt-free.
Okay, good.
So
stop telling me, you've just told me things about the movie I didn't even know, so stop yourself now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not realise there was going to be a bear on cocaine?
I knew that much, but I didn't know the other stuff you just said.
What?
So let's go watch it.
I mean, yeah, what else
yeah,
is there to say?
This is
Ray Liotta's last film.
Oh, wow, okay.
He's going out on a high. That's,
and I did
that's
see,
pun in, not intended.
I did see that Elizabeth Banks directed it, which is interesting. I know her.
Yeah,
to
she's not in it though. Kerry Russell, I think,
perfect.
Is
perfect. And they are movies.
That's a good film.
They're grand, yeah.
I like Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, I really like her. So I'll be interested to see what this is like. Pitch Perfect was not Pitch Perfect for me, I would say. Had to say it. Anyway, let's go watch Cocaine Bear. Can't wait.
Okay, yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Millions of dollars worth of cocaine fell from the sky this morning in Knoxville, Tennessee.
There's more of this out there. They dumped it somewhere.
I'm looking for my daughter.
Forest is a dangerous place.
Hey, Henry, check it out. Something got into it. A deer, maybe.
A lot of cocaine was lost.
I need you to go and get it.
No, don't eat that, don't eat that.
Let's see what kind of effect that has on me.
The bear, it fucking did cocaine. A bear did cocaine.
There was a bear.
A bear?
It was far.
Hey. That's inappropriate.
You're safe. Bears can't climb trees.
Of course I can.
Hi, guys. We're back. We watched Cocaine Bear.
Dave and Kathy did the thing.
I don't understand this meme. I'm too old now. I don't get it.
If you don't understand it, it doesn't matter.
So
if you do understand it, you laugh.
Will they, though?
We did the thing. We saw Cocaine Bear.
Do you know what you won't laugh at, though?
What?
Cocaine Bear. This movie is one so hard to be funny.
I thought it was funny.
It is occasionally funny, I'll give it that. But it is a 90-minute runtime. It spends 90 minutes of its runtime being, laugh at me, look how funny we're being. Look at all these quirky side characters. Look at how much fun we're having. And I was not having as much fun as the movie wanted me to have fun. Do you know what it makes it? And it honestly made me cringe. It made me really embarrassed for how hard the movie was trying and how hard it was failing. It occasionally succeeded, I think, despite itself. But this movie, I thought, was a complete disappointment. And I know you're probably screaming at me like, Dave, it's a movie called Cocaine Bear. It's about a bear and cocaine. What's wrong with you? What are your expectations? I'm like, yeah, that's fine, but I'll take you back to Violent Night a few months ago, right?
I was thinking
was
of Violent Night when we watched this, yeah.
And I think it's a good comparison because I watched the trailer for Violent Night and I thought, that is a a very high concept premise like this. Santa Claus, you know, but Die Hard in a terrorist situation. And I'm like, and I watched the trailer and I was like, that's probably going to be like the joke will last, you know, that's the joke, and then that's going to be drawn out over 90 minutes or 2 hours and not sustain itself. I think that's what's happened to Cocaine Bear. I think Violent Night did the opposite. It managed to elevate its go beyond its concept, and it doesn't feel stretched out. That's a film that's inventive and consistently funny and different and interesting, and does far more with a far worse cast. You know, there's besides David Harbour in that movie, the rest of the cast is pretty B-list. This movie has an incredible cast.
Yeah, brilliant cast.
And it just doesn't know what to do with them. I think it's the script is really the problem here. It is packed with, it wants to be like a Martin McDonagh sort of quirky, quirky drug dealers and criminals having like in-depth existential conversations. And anytime the movie's doing all that and there's not a cocaine bear on screen, it is not good. And it falls flat. And also there's a lot of dramatic actors doing comedy and not doing it very well, is another thing I'd say about this movie. I think it would be, if you give this kind of material to comic actors and just kind of let them have fun, then maybe something could be wrangled from this. But
are you done?
I thought this was a real dud, except for character actor Margot Martindale, who was fantastic.
Are you done?
Yeah, sorry, go.
So to quote one of my favourite movie characters of all time, that was way harsh.
What's that, Mean Girls?
Way harsh.
Mean Girls.
And that's even worse.
Clueless.
If you don't get the reference.
Clueless.
Yeah. I think you're being a little bit salty.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's as bad as you're making it out to be. I found it very funny, so I laughed loads, which I noticed you weren't doing. I have to comment.
I laughed a few times.
Our cinema that we go to usually is like astonishingly empty, right? Like we went to Ant-Man the other day, there was
six people.
The only
Sorry, just for context, that was, you know, less than a week into the release of Ant-Man.
Yeah.
On a what was that, Thursday night?
And now can
like,
I say that
prime
Cocaine
time?
Bear, 9 PM on Saturday, full house.
Jointed.
So that delights my soul that
yeah,
there's
no,
people
no,
at
I'm
a
very,
film.
I'm
okay?
very pleased for Cocaine Bear.
So can
Bear
I say that? I'm
Elizabeth
really happy that like that cinema, the only time it's ever busy, is like noon on a Sunday when you go to a kids film and loads of people are there with their kids. Like it's often dead at night. So I think first of all, to me, that was like astonishing, frankly astonishing, and shows the power of this film, and I'm happy about that.
I'm not surprised people turn out for Cocaine Bear though. I mean, that promises a fun time.
But a lot of teenagers, as well, there's very few films. We've talked about this. There's so few films for teenagers at the moment.
Yeah.
And why
this
would they want to see Ant-Man?
Teenager,
like Ant-Man, sure. At this point, like unless it's Spidey, like I just don't think teenagers are that interested in the Avengers stuff. Anyway, so first of all, I was glad to see a lot of bums on seats. I found it very funny. I mean, the scenes when the bear is doing cocaine is when this movie shines, obviously. And I think the special
yeah.
effects are actually really good around it. I really enjoyed the cast. It is a kind of shockingly good cast for what this film is, and I would say that speaks to Elizabeth Banks' popularity.
Can I say something?
No, because I let you
okay,
talk.
Okay, go on.
So I'd say people want to work with her, and also it's a laugh, and I'd say they probably shot it in not that much time. Now, where the film did fall apart for me, and I agree with you, like it's not a probably brilliant film. I feel like tonally it was all over the place, so I don't mind what you're saying around the like wannabe Martin McDonagh stuff, that's fine. But then it kind of kept flipping tones because sometimes I was almost getting like a Stranger Things, like nostalgic 80 vibes. And then sometimes I was getting like comedy and then getting like quite serious. So I guess in my mind, what I thought it was going to be was like a full on romp, like crime romp, like maybe Tarantino-esque. And it wasn't that for me. I was really happy to see Ray Liotta. I think he was really good. And I think I liked that they dedicated the film to him. And I think the guy who plays Han Solo in those movies, what's he called again?
Alden Ehrenreich.
He really looks like Ray Liotta. They looked like father
and
son.
Yeah, they really do.
And there's too many other people to kind of call out in the cast, to be honest. But
well, let's throw out a few. Isaiah Whitlock Jr. Plays a prominent role. Great to see him.
Yeah, he was really good.
We actually spoke to him on The Wire Stripped. He's a lovely man.
Doug.
yeah. He does not say, he says the word shit, he does not say his it in his iconic catchphrase.
Yeah, he didn't.
Missed opportunity.
But anyway, I think the movie was all over the place.
Kerry Russell. Can we say there's a weird... A lot of the cast of The Americans is in this movie.
I don't understand what you're saying. Her husband from The Americans was in it.
Yeah, like, Matthew Rhys is in this movie. I'll talk about in spoilers. He's in it, like, briefly. It's
okay,
almost like it's a deliberate gag because
I guess it's
Kerry Russell, Marco Marcantel, and Matthew
Rhys. But as a deliberate gag, it's a poor one. Anyway, overall, I did feel like the 90 minutes really dragged. And I think if it had been, and I know most of my reviews involve me saying this, but if it had been 75 minutes, it would have been a way better film. Overall, honestly, for me, it was like fun Saturday night. Do I think it's as good as Plane was? Because you just referenced that. No. Do I think it's awful? Also, no.
And
I think you
need
to chill your boots.
Why? Why do I need to chill my boots? And why am I being salty? This is my opinion. I want Cocaine Bear to be better. That's all I want.
Cocaine Bear, I know you could do better.
Is it too much to ask that we have a certain bar of quality for our Cocaine Bears? Right? I just think, you know, you talked about Plane. You just mentioned it a second ago, yeah. But Plane is a movie that I didn't think was great either. But
it has a more consistent tone.
Yes, exactly right. So I was going to say, Plane knows exactly what it's doing. It knows exactly what it is, and it's consistent from beginning to end. This movie, and I agree with you, I'm like, God, what are you trying for? Are you a wacky comedy? Like Mitch from Modern Family, I forget the actor's name, comes in, and he is playing it at 140% goofball. Then you've got Kerry Russell, who's just the straight-laced mom, and I'm like...
Yeah, but a film can have a goofball and a straight-laced mom.
Sure,
in
it
the
can.
Same scene, and that can be not an issue.
And I do, but it was an issue here. So what went wrong? That's like this. It was all over the place.
I do like the table setting of
him. You got a little kid who's just kind of quipping, and it was
all. Kid didn't work at all.
That was off.
Do you like the table setting though, where we get to know all the characters, and then they all show up to this woods for various reasons, and then all start encountering the bear? And I have to say, I enjoyed every single time a character realised that there was a bear on cocaine. I enjoyed that realisation.
Yeah,
they're like, the bear's doing coke.
I mean, there's a point where it's just like, yeah, okay, it's like, I guess the bear doing cocaine was never not funny.
It was always funny. So, will we go to Spoiler Street?
Yeah, let's go to Spoiler Street. Before we do that, I'd like to do a quick shout out to some of our new patrons over at patreon.com/thecinemile. So here's a few extra patrons who've joined us very recently. So thank you to D, the mysterious letter D.
Ooh,
who could it be?
I love it.
They are just called D.
Okay.
That's almost like a little a poem I just wrote. Christopher Keeley, thank you, Christopher. Thank you to Kira Redmond, to Kathy Woods, to
Great
Kate
name.
Coulter, to Joanne O'Brien, Derek Carney, and Michael Hebbard. They all joined our Patreon either £2 or £3 or euro or dollars or whatever you want. It's around there. It's about the price of a cup of coffee. You can hear us talk about HBO's brilliant The Last of Us every week. We do retro movies every month. There's loads of
them.
You get a full back catalogue there.
Just about to record You Season 4 with my sister. So
are you now?
Yes,
I'm. Well,
you know,
I'm just hearing of this myself.
Lockdown Lizzie. You'll be editing it, but I'll record it with her.
Oh, great.
So anyway, thank you so much to our new patrons. We have the absolute best time with our patrons, and love chatting movies and TV with you over there. Now, are you ready for spoilers on Cocaine Bear?
Let's do it. I don't know
like
how much you can
no
spoil.
Spoiler.
There's
like,
nothing to spoil.
The bear is on cocaine for most of the movie.
Were there any surprises in this?
I guess we might have missed the first 2 minutes. Because what I don't... The other thing about our local cinema, aside from the fact that it's very often empty...
We came in at the credits.
It starts so early. Like, it starts with about 8 minutes of the start time. Now, I know one might say, maybe you should just go earlier, but no.
So we did miss. So, guys, we might have... to the audience that did see Cocaine Bear, we came in when the red-haired guy from Game of Thrones and his wife were hiking, and they see the Cocaine Bear. But then the credits were still coming up,
and then it said
Cocaine Bear, so I don't think we missed it.
But then the bear was already rabid and savage. Which made me think.
Then later they confirmed the bear had been on cocaine. I mean, the bear. Like, what do you think we missed a scene where
I think we
a helicopter crash lands, maybe?
Yeah,
and
I
then,
think we missed a helicopter.
Then you see the bear getting
coke
into cocaine.
And the bear getting
maybe,
coke, yeah.
Maybe, okay.
But I mean, like, we get it. It's fine. We didn't need to see that.
Oh, maybe that's what Matthew Rhys was in this movie.
He must have been in it.
All right.
But then how did you. Where did you see him?
When you first meet Isaiah Whitlock Jr., they see the dead body. He's right there.
Oh, I literally must have been looking at the popcorn.
So, that makes sense. So he was in the movie, probably.
Makes sense, yeah.
Sorry, guys, we're not very good at podcasting, are we?
No. There's nothing else to spoil.
Well, I was surprised. Two things surprised me: that there was kids doing cocaine. I don't think I've ever seen that before. The other thing that surprised me was bear cubs doing cocaine.
Yeah, that was so fun.
And then the other thing,
I have to say, I really enjoyed.
Let me
the
list
bear
off
cubs.
The things I did enjoy. I thought the gazebo scene was fun.
Really. Fun.
I liked the setup of the sort of Western standoff, but a guy's on a gazebo and he can't come down.
Yeah, really.
And also
enjoyed
this place of safety from the bear, but.
I love when they're like climbed up trees and we think they're safe, and then the guy from Modern Family's like bears.
Yeah, that was quite an inventive
trees.
Kill. Bears can.
The special
climb
effects
trees.
Were really good, I thought. Like at all points, the bear looked real.
It did look pretty real, and I saw in the credits there at the end there was a bear performer.
Ooh.
So somebody was on a sound stage.
Andy Serkis, like.
Just Andy Serkis style.
No, it was Andy Serkis.
Oh yeah. Oh, because I forgot that you think he plays every animal. No, it was a different person. Who was
maybe
credited as bear performer,
maybe he plays
who
under
I cannot credit.
A pseudonym.
But here's the things I didn't think worked, right? And really just annoyed me. And I was just annoyed. And I'm like, this whole like thing of them walking to the gazebo and this like.
Was very lifeless.
This blonde, the beach blonde Zach Braff lookalike guy and all these like, what, this gang. And I'm just like, it's so. The pointless, and any time the movie just sagged as soon as you cut to any of those scenes.
But you know,
and the movie took a long time to set up all its characters. I'm like,
it did take a long time.
Oh,
to set up. But
get,
you know what?
Show me Cocaine Bear,
but
man.
But it did take a long time to set up the characters. But I don't mind that. I think though, what was happening was the Han Solo guy,
who also
he was in a different movie.
Yeah.
He was playing a bereaved
serious
husband.
Subjects. Yeah.
Kind of quite sad, like he isn't even able to see his own kid, and was so never playing it for laughs, and it just felt.
But then they
so
gave him
odd.
A lot of joke lines.
It was. I think you. I didn't mind the thing at all about you said about the mom and the kind of comedic guy. It was this character where I was.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
What film is he supposed
and
to?
And I
be
don't
in?
Think don't give him serious dramatic
because
weight.
Because he's got a
and
real
a comedy buddy movie. It's just it's like it's all off. It's all
it
over the place.
It was all off because I think the scene where he
did
was
not
crying
work.
Because his wife's favorite song was on. I think that was supposed to be funny.
Yes, and
but
this
it was
is
really
this
sad.
This is my point. There were so many off pieced moments in this movie where I was like, you want me to laugh right now, movie, and this isn't funny. And I just felt
it was sad,
you know.
Yeah.
And it's just I always find it painfully embarrassing when you're like, when someone makes a joke and it falls, like, you know, at a party or in a social situation and it falls flat. I always just
I
like,
never let that happen. I'll
die
laugh.
Inside. No, but you know the polite laughter
I
that
know.
Everyone's mustering to avoid this painful social situation. And I just, and that's what the energy I was getting from a lot of this movie. The moment that it sprang to life, literally in the movie,
was when the bear did
was when
cocaine.
The bear sprang into the ambulance. The whole
that
ambulance
was amazing,
scene
yeah.
was the highlight of this movie.
Like, in fairness, it was
fantastic.
Do you know what though? There was also a really good action scene in the toilets. I think all the action.
Yeah, that was all right. With Ice Cube's son, what's his name again? He's good in it. I thought he was consistently. He was consistent. Like, I got his character.
Yeah.
He wasn't. He was kind of. Playing. He was beleaguered, and
a lot of them were. The characters were all consistent, though. None of the characters were inconsistent within their own.
Well,
story.
Alden Ehrenreich's one was all over the place.
But he wasn't really, like, he was just playing someone who was like grieving and as.
Oh, Shea Jackson Jr. That's the guy.
So anyway, I don't think any of the characters are consistent. I think some of the action scenes were good. I think it's like and I love the idea of them all arriving and encountering the cocaine bear. But somewhere in the midst of all that, it didn't just all hang together as a movie.
No. It's all over the place.
But I still enjoyed myself. Will I ever watch it again?
No,
absolutely
I was
not. Like, never.
A lot. I was just like.
And we have found out that Plane is now having a sequel called Ship, which we're super excited about. If Cocaine Bear 2 gets made, no, I will not be watching it. But I'm really happy for them that it's kind of taken off from like a meme perspective. Now, and like, it's the kind of low budget thing that like just never really gets in cinemas, to be honest.
Now, but if you were doing a sequel to Cocaine Bear, it would be Cocaine Gorilla, right? Or something. You cocaine is your brand, not the animal. Like that's...
No, I think it's
Cocaine Crocodile.
It's different drug, different animal.
Heroin monkey.
Kind of what didn't what, make sense to what me is it? If they're saying that... No, I don't think so, because doesn't heroin just make me really docile?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I was thinking more like MDMA and it gets like really cuddly. And this is actually what confused me with the bear when it was on cocaine, because I'm like, are we to believe that if someone or some creature who isn't dangerous takes cocaine, they then turn into like a carnivore? But then at one point, was it trying to hump Han Solo?
Well, I think it was...
So its behavior didn't line up to the drug for me. So that's why I wanted to be on like a kind of a different drug that would have a different behavior. I mean, and I wanted to be a totally different animal.
I don't know. I don't really know the ins and outs of...
I say I wanted to. I will not watch the sequel that I'm pitching. But I just think it'd be reborn to come back with a cocaine crocodile. Yeah. As good as the alliteration.
It's pretty good. You're right. Like, I'm not
no,
sure.
What about
like...
aspirin alligator? That would be so good.
Yeah. He's just like, he's avoiding heart issues.
Heroin hippo.
Heroin hippo. That's good.
But it would just be a hippo that's like asleep.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't be good. I think this is a one and done. I'm happy for them.
I don't know what else to say.
Happy for the cinema that they made loads of money tonight. And
I kind of feel,
yeah.
It's making me a bit sad though that this is like Ray Liotta's parting sort of film. But look,
sad for him.
He looked like he was having a bit of fun anyway.
First of all, he was having fun. And secondly, it's like, you know, he's an actor doing good work. He did good work in this film. Like, I would say it'd be different thought that, like, they weren't any good in it. But he's,
no,
like, as good as
like,
he ever was.
No, it's just like...
No.
Cocaine
just,
bear.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that. Like, yeah. He's, you know, he's playing his actual archetype that he often plays in this and doing a very good job of it. So I had no problem with
that. I think that's the other thing. I was just like, yeah, I feel like you're just above this Ray Liotta. You know, like, my more recent memory of him was the lawyer in Marriage Story. And he was, like, really fantastic in that.
Yeah, but he's a good actor and he's good in both those films. I don't think that's an issue. Yeah. And I think if I was pitched it, like, oh, listen, can you go and film this for like a month or two? And it's called A Cocaine Bear and there's all this other really good actors in it. I'd be like, yeah, of course I'll do that. It's not like a Marvel movie where you have to go and do it for like 3 years and film it in front of a blue screen or green screen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think I would have for sure.
I will say, the thing we haven't really talked about as well is like, it's a... it's a slasher movie. It is very much a slasher movie. Like, it could have been, and it had the 80s score. Like, it had all the same beats of, like...
They didn't
like,
look 80s, though, did they? Other than...
There was a lot of 80s mullets and mustaches.
Someone being in a pink
and like,
jumpsuit.
And there was, you know, there was all those, like... There's the same sort of horror beats. You know, someone being dragged away into the shadows and you can't see the thing. Like, the paw coming in through the window.
That was
and
really good. All the
face,
stuff in that cabin as well. Because they did the kids doing cocaine, which I agreed, I was like really surprised to see, though they did make a comic, I was like, ooh, is it going to kill one of the kids? And I won't say which one because like we'd never be mean about kid actors, but one of them was annoying me than the other, the characters. And I was like, oh, it could just kill that character.
You can't kill
I had a little arc planned for that one.
After doing cocaine, like, how do you come back from that? Especially like they've already got a real tone problem on their hands.
Yeah, well, that's what I was wondering if they're
like,
going to push it.
Way
like how far they're pushing the tone, yeah. I don't know. Anyway, I think we've discussed Cocaine Bear enough.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything left to say on the matter. I look forward to Heroin.
No. Why don't we draw a line under it?
Yeah, let's draw a line under it. That's great.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, you should chat to us about Cocaine Bear. Tell them how they can do that.
Yeah, tell us what you think of Cocaine Bear. Come and say hi over at The Cinemile on Twitter, Letterboxd, Instagram, or come over to our Patreon and talk about TV and movies with us.
Yeah.
Retro movies.
Or email us thecinemile@gmail.com.
Oh, and we always forget to ask, but if you can, please leave us a rating wherever you listen to the podcast.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Particularly on Spotify or iTunes. That really makes a difference. And you know what? If you listen to the podcast and you've already left us a review, pick up your mate's phone or your flatmate's phone or your partner's phone and leave a review off there.
No, it really helps bump us in the charts, you know? Give us a few bumps. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Higher, baby, and don't ever come down.
Come on. We have... good luck in nature.